With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of the sacred choral and orchid repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. As we approach the annual observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it seems appropriate on today's edition of With Heart and Voice to listen to sacred choral and orchid music advocating for peace and justice. We'll hear inspiring music by Randall Thompson, Sir Hubert Parry, Maurice Bevan, and many others. We'll begin with organ music by César Franck. His pièce héroïque was one of three pieces he composed for the 1878 inauguration of the organ at the Trocadéro Concert Hall in Paris. Though the meaning of the heroic title is a bit obscure, perhaps we can hear it as a triumph of good over evil, or of justice prevailing in the face of adversity. In either case, we'll hear Scott Farrell perform on the organ of Rochester Cathedral. Scott Farrow played the majestic Pièce Héroïque by César Franck on the organ of Rochester Cathedral in Kent, England. Sir Hubert Parry's grand hymn tune Jerusalem has been paired with a text by Carl Daw from 1982 in our next selection. O Day of Peace is sung here by the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster conducts with Craig Phillips at the organ. The hymn O Day of Peace, merging text by Carl Daw with tune by C.H.H. Parry. Thomas Foster led the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, in this arrangement by Richard Prue. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Composer Tim Brent has taken three of the Beatitudes as the basis for his composition, Peace Song. With something of a jazz-infused style, the full choir, accompanied by percussion, sings text in English, while a vocal quintet sings the Latin text. A very creative combination beautifully performed here by the Georgia State University singers. Deanna Joseph conducts Peace Song by Tim Brent.
Blessed, 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 bl
The Georgia State University Singers, led by Deanna Joseph, performed Peace Song by Tim Brent. Randall Thompson's anthem, The Last Words of David, sets a text from the Book of Samuel extolling the just virtues necessary of those who govern others. Most often heard accompanied by piano, we'll hear a grand arrangement of it with organ and orchestra. The choir of the South Main Baptist Church in Houston is led by Carrie Cannon.
Thank you.
Bob Chilcutt's touching arrangement of a piece originally performed by the band U2. MLK was sung by the Concordia Choir under the direction of Renee Clausen. Earlier, we heard the choir of the South Main Baptist Church in Houston sing The Last Words of David by Randall Thompson. Carrie Cannon directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Words from the Gospel of John inspired the simple and direct text by Andrew Hawes for Let Us Love. It was set to music by Patrick Hawes in our next selection, performed by the Alora Singers, led by Noel Edison. Pianist Leslie DeAuth accompanies. Let Us Love by Patrick Hawes. The Alora Singers performed under the direction of Noel Edison. Among its all-encompassing words, the Lord's Prayer embodies themes of both peace and justice. We'll hear two settings of the Lord's Prayer next. The Alora Singers perform first in a setting by Patrick Hawes, and that'll be followed by a setting by Colombian composer Alvaro Bermudez, in which he adapts a traditional Colombian dance form. Padre Nuestro will be performed by Seraphic Fire, directed by Patrick Dupre Quigley.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive
two settings of the Lord's Prayer. We just heard Padre Nuestro by Alvaro Bermudez, sung by Seraphic Fire, led by Patrick Dupre Quigley. Earlier, we heard Patrick Haw's setting of the Lord's Prayer, sung by the Alora Singers. Noel Edison conducted. One of the most moving hymns in recent years on the themes of justice and inclusion comes from the pen of New Zealand hymn writer Shirley Arena Murray. Joined with a wonderful melody by Brian Mann, For Everyone Born is instantly accessible and speaks directly to singer and listener alike. We'll hear it in an especially wonderful arrangement by Tom Trenny. The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska sings, accompanied by Tom Trenny at the piano with cellist Karen Becker.
Shows and
the hymn For Everyone Born, arranged by Tom Trenny. It was performed by the choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Tom Trenny accompanied with cellist Karen Becker. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The late 18th and 19th century Shaker community, for all of its unusual beliefs and practices, contributed wonderful texts and tunes that exemplify and celebrate peace and harmony among all people. The text and tune of our next selection, Gentle Words, comes from Sister Polly Roop from Pleasant Hill, Kentucky, and date from around 1867. We'll hear it arranged by Kevin Siegfried and performed by the Tudor Choir. Doug Fullington directs. There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, with words by Frederick William Faber, and a wonderful tune by Maurice Bevan, who for many years was a professional singer with the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, as well as with the Deller Consort. We heard it sung by the choir of Jesus College, Cambridge, led by Richard Pennell. Jordan Wong played the organ. Earlier, we heard Gentle Words, a Shaker song arranged by Kevin Siegfried and performed by the Tudor Choir. Doug Fullington directed. The blending of the plain chant setting of the Father's Love Begotten with the South African freedom song Tula Sizwe makes for a powerful musical statement of cultural diversity and unity in our next selection, Hope for Resolution. It was conceived and arranged by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory and includes multiple choirs, percussion, and saxophone. The choirs of St. Olaf College are conducted by Anton Armstrong in this infectious piece.
Thank you.
Anton Armstrong led the choirs of St. Olaf College in the joyous celebration of justice and freedom, Hope for Resolution by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music promoting peace and justice. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.